Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello. I just heard something's going to be withdrawn. Can I get that explained, please?
Yes. My name is Max Wilson from eBay Antifraud Department. Okay.
What is it?
eBay. eBay.
That's wrong then. Probably wrong number. I've never been on eBay before.
Yes, I know that. Do you receive any automated voicemail from the beginning of the call about any fraud transaction for $299?
It was a bit staticky. Yeah. I said it was going to be directed from my account or something.
Yes. So, madam, do you do online shopping with eBay?
Nah. I think it might be a wrong number because I've gotten calls from like overseas as well. I think someone's got a similar number to my number.
No, that's not. Actually, we are calling you from 45 Market Street, North Sydney. And this is to inform you that... I beg your pardon?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Okay, this is to inform you that, ma'am, like, somebody are trying to misuse your information and they are create a fake eBay account on this, like with the help of this mobile number, and purchased an iTunes gift card for $299. So for that reason, you are getting this charge. Okay. So could you try telling me, like, do you want to cancel it or you want to continue with this charge so that we can make you a conversation and helping you out?
I would like to cancel it for sure, but I'm just going to check my account. Thank you very much. How do we know that it's my my bank details that they've got?
It's not like your bank details. Your bank details, your credit card numbers will be secure and safe. First, listen to me. Our headquarters charged to you $299. That not means like your information has been received by eBay Secure Server. Okay. Like your information has been saved, but unfortunately somebody are trying to misuse your some identity and create a fake eBay account and purchase an iTunes gift card. That's the main problem. Your bank details will be saved. So, do you do online shopping with PayPal account or eBay account?
No, I haven't done a shop with eBay for about 4 years.
Okay. That means, madam, this is unauthorized transaction which has been made by some other people. So we are going to simply help you out if you wish to. Okay.
Yes, please.
Now tell me, do you have any kind of cell phone or any tablet which you're using for internet purpose so that I can give you the...
Yep, I have my mobile.
Okay. So I can give you the 9-digit cancellation ID number. You need to keep those number because in future anybody telling you the same thing, like we are from eBay or any Amazon customer support, that point of time you simply tell them I have a cancellation 9-digit number and I already canceled my order. Okay.
Thank you.
First.
I'll just write this cancellation.
Yeah, so what you need to do, ma'am, you need to first tell me, like, is it your iPhone or is it your Android?
An iPhone I have.
Okay, just open up your App Store.
Yeah,
once you open up your App Store, look at the right-hand side bottom corner, you can see a magnifying glass which called search.
Yeah.
Okay, you need to type over the search bar. Any desk, like ANY.
Any desk, okay.
Okay, give a click on search. And
yep, I've popped up. Is it the one with like the diamond shape and then it's got an arrow next to the diamond?
Yes, yes, that one, that one. AnyDesk Remote Desktop. Just give a click on Get and click on Install. Just try to install that app. Okay. And once you can see the install, like once it's, you can see any open option comes up, just click on Open.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Did you see a nine? Yeah. Okay. And did you see a 9-digit number at the very first?
Yeah. Yes, I have.
All right. Just tell me the number one by one.
But can I get the number of your company as well, please? I'm going to be the show.
Okay, like okay. Just going to verify us, we are from eBay or any kind of customer support and not, right?
Yeah. Just before I give out personal links or anything, could I get your company name, please?
Yeah, company name is eBay, madam. We are calling you from 45 Market Street. Also, I can give you my photo ID and my job ID as well. Okay.
That would be awesome. That would be good. Just for picture preferences in case anything happens. Then I've got your details down.
Yes, madam, the thing is that once you are connected with our eBay Secure server, you can see in front of your own eyes where you can connect it or not through your mobile phone. And after that, I'm going to transfer the call, okay? So,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the number
so first,
is 851.
851.
522.
522.
004.
004, okay. And as within a few seconds, you get to see any kind of security warning because you already know what is AnyDesk, okay? And I'm going to let you know how to avoid those fraud message. All right. So, just hold on. That is a fraud message. 851, sorry. 851-522-004. Okay, no problem. So within a few seconds, you get to see a security warning message. Okay, what you need to do, just look at the very bottom. There is a small option like, I'm aware to this risk, and do not show this warning again. You have to click on one checkboxes like, I'm aware to this risk, and click on accept.
Wait, are you acting my device?
No, actually, you are going to be connect with our eBay technical server. Nobody can access to your devices as well. That's I'm telling you. You are connected with our eBay customer support. You can see your eyes in front of your own eyes. No need to be worried. We can provide you the phone number, our company phone number. You can't share any kind of banking information, ma'am. You're just going to be connected with our server.
Oh, so you can see the screen. Okay.
All right. You can see. All right. Very good, ma'am. Okay. Just you are simply going to be connect with our technical server. Now just go back to the normal home screen where you can see all the icons like camera, gallery, Google, and give me some movement so that I can check and talking with my technicians.
I don't have Google at all. eBay. This is a new phone. I only got this phone like 2 months ago.
All right, madam. Now I'm going to transfer the call to my senior supervisor on the floor, okay? You just stay on that page. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, ma'am. Thank you so much for being on hold. Well, you're speaking to Gary. I'm one of the senior account officer from eBay. How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm all right. How are you?
Oh, that's good to hear that. I'm also doing good. Thanks for asking me. Well, just now, ma'am, you are having a word with one of my representatives. I believe he must explain you, right? An order has been placed on behalf of you from eBay. Yeah, I will definitely help you how we are going to cancel that order. Now, first of all, ma'am, you just look at your phone screen. And do you see over there an option called settings? Tap on settings.
Yep.
And after that, you see your name is there, right? Which is Ebony Tiva. That's your name, correct, ma'am? Well, this is the name, ma'am, which, you know, which we have got, okay? An order has been placed on this name, correct? And
apparently.
Yes, exactly.
Not from either.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand that, ma'am, you haven't done anything, okay? But an order has been placed on behalf of you, so we just put that payment on hold, okay?
Yeah.
Now, first of all, just below that, ma'am, do you see any option called payment and delivery? You have used your MasterCard, right, ma'am, in the earlier, all right?
No, this card would be different because
okay.
I don't have my card connected to my phone.
Okay. So you just tap on payment and delivery. Just tap on payment and delivery. And what do you see after that?
It's the card details like MasterCard or add payment or add shipping address.
Okay. So you know the card which end with which 1558, right? That is your MasterCard. But you have several cards, correct, ma'am? The hackers, they have been placed in order, ma'am, while using your card and your name. And even, you know, like from your email, the one which you use most of the time, right? So your email is ebony.tiva@icloud.com, correct, ma'am?
I don't see how they could do that, though. Like, how could they do that? Because I've got it.
I'll just show you, ma'am. Now, you just need to go to your home screen and open up your Safari. Go to your home screen, open up your Safari.
Yep, it's on.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Now, you just need to see on the Google, right? Now, just below Google, you see there is a search option, right? So, just type over there, my, M for Mary, Y for yellow, and then give a space, and then type number one.
Wait, what was that? My what?
Sorry? Type number one, okay? Give a space, okay? And type number one, and then P for Peter. Yes, after my type number one. Number one, ma'am.
Number one, P,
Peter. Yeah. Now you see the, yes, type P for Peter. And you see the second option, my 1P address location. Right?
Yep.
Now, do you see, ma'am, over there, just below that, it says like people also search for, correct? Now, you see the second option, I'll tell you. Do you see the second option with the blue color highlighted with what is my IP address location? Find out. Tap on that one, the second one, which you see, which is highlighted. Now, what do you see, ma'am? You just need to go up. Now, you can see, ma'am. Yeah, you can see your IP address. And you see at this moment, your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection. Correct, ma'am?
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
See,
okay.
How this, I'll tell you how these things happen. See, what happens is whenever you go for shopping or you go for coffee or you go for your friend's place, you know, on that time, I believe, ma'am, you use Wi-Fi, right? So on that time, you know, there are a lot of people are available. So what they do is they are just going to connect your internet and after that they are just tracking your identity. Because once they will track your identity, they can do all sorts of illegal activities without your knowledge, right?
So I'm just going to explain to my partner.
Right. Now what I'll tell you is, now what I'll tell you is, ma'am, Hello? Yes, ma'am. So what happened is this, ma'am, at this moment, your identity has been compromised by the hacker because they are doing all sorts of illegal activities. They are doing a fraudulent activities, okay, while using your identity. They are doing the most dangerous business that is called a money laundering, okay? So these things are
sneaky
happening,
devil?
Ma'am. Just, sorry?
No, I said sneaky devil.
Sorry? Can you hear me?
No, I said, yeah, bye.
So you can see, ma'am, at this moment your identity has been compromised by the hackers, and we are just trying to give you a security, ma'am. Okay?
Okay.
Now, first of all, I will help you how you can fix it up. Now, you just need to press your home button.
What you're doing to go out there? What's your hacker?
I will tell you. Now, you just need to open up your bank, ma'am. And
no,
check it out whether the money has been deducted or not. Because, ma'am, in our server, I'll tell you, ma'am, in our server, it says that you are banking with Combank, right? So you just need to log in and check it out at this moment so that we can go ahead and we can give you a security. Because at this moment, I was showing you, ma'am, your identity has been compromised. And it is not safe at all. Because the hackers are targeting your bank account. That's why we just need to give you a security, ma'am. Okay? As I've shown you even, correct?
Yeah.
So you just need to log in into your bank.
That's just a lot of stuff for I'm alright. I can do it.
Well, let me tell you, ma'am. At this moment, let me tell you, ma'am. As I told you, ma'am, your identity has been compromised. Suppose, ma'am, you're...
I'm a client here. You're supposed to listen to the client, the customer. I get what you're saying, but I think it's a bit weird that you guys want to put me the video screen, my screen, while you look and then go into my bank, because then you will see me add in my bank account. I'll go into another device and I'll do that, okay?
Have to do it on this device, ma'am, because at this moment your identity has been compromised by the hacker, and you have to do it on this device. Then you will get the proper updates, and then we can help you how we can fix it up for you right now. No problem. You can log in through your Safari, ma'am. Even if you don't have an app of your Combank, you can go through with your Safari. Okay.
How come the fella before said that? They're not getting into my, they haven't gotten into my bank account. They've only got into the eBay details. But eBay doesn't have my bank details. I've got them.
Well, I understand that, ma'am, but we just got the notification in our server that you're banking with Combank. That's why we are telling you, ma'am. Because we need to give you a protection on your bank and your identity, the most important thing, ma'am. Because the hackers from overseas, ma'am, they're not, interested on your money. They're only interested on your identity because they are from different locations. What they do is, they are sending money from one place to another place, and they are using your identity, ma'am. If suppose, ma'am, cops will come to your place and cops will see your name, cops will think you have done the damage. I know and you know you have done nothing, right? But cops will think you have done the damage, right? So you will be behind the bar, ma'am. So we are just trying to give you a security on each and everything, ma'am. Try and understand, okay?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Do you have a higher supervisor just so I can get more confirmation from double make sure? Because I get uncomfortable when I have to go into my bank account, and especially.
You want to speak to more higher supervisor? Okay, hold on.
Yes,
I'll give it to him. Hold on.
You've been good. I'm here.
Yes. Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes, this is Ron Davis, the senior manager on the floor. How are you doing today, madam?
Good, thank you. How are you? I'm just wondering, do you have a business name, company name?
Yes, NCA, madam, NCA, National Crime Agency, the Anti-Fraud Department. Because the previous colleague whom you're... Yeah, we are based on 242 Exhibition Street, which is in Melbourne, right?
Okay.
Yeah, and you are talking to the previous colleague who is from the eBay. Now, I want to just simply explain you something. You need to understand one thing, madam. The thing is that somebody has used your information for their illegal purpose, all right? So what we need to do, we are going to just simply active your Commonwealth shield so that we can just start the security procedure for you. All right. I'm not telling you to provide your information.
I don't feel like my bank is being exposed, I don't feel like anyone's... I don't know.
Because
later. I don't know.
The the thing is that we have put the amount on hold, madam. You need to understand that. And that is the reason, because there are two suspicious charges has been made from your account, which is for $299.99 from the eBay and $199.99 from the PayPal. And that is the reason, madam. Yeah?
If it's on hold on the account, would it be hold on my bank account as well? Is that what you're saying? It's on hold on my account?
Let me just tell you, the thing is that we have put the red flag onto the transactions. Once we release the transactions, either we cancel it or either we just go through that payment, it will be credited or it will be just coming up onto your transaction history, onto your statements, all right? And that is the reason we need to active the sales. I'm not telling you to providing any of your information to anybody else. And that is the reason. Let me just show you. You just open the App Store.
I don't have the app though, that's the thing.
Yeah, that is the reason. You just go to your home screen. Let me just guide you. Go to your home screen.
But see, I don't like that. You can see me put in my password. I don't like that.
Who told you, madam? Do you see while you put in your own password?
But isn't this like a screen record?
No. That's not possible because whenever you put your details, it will be coming up over or there like a star or any dot. It will be not showing us. You need to understand that. You are connected to the server, not an individual.
Really nice, so we'll start getting really scared. Okay, so what
Yes,
now?
That's why. Right. So you just go to your home screen. Go to your home screen, ma'am.
I don't have an app. I'm in my bank.
I understand. You don't have the app. That's why. That's why I just want to show you something. You open the App Store. There will be an App Store application.
Yes.
Now, onto the App Store. Yeah, type it. Do you see any search application or any search engine where you see something called Games App Store engine mode? Now type in over there, Commonwealth Apps. Just type in over there.
Oh, no, but see, the thing is, I can't log into my, I can't actually, like, because my number is different.
I understand. No problem.
Okay.
But I'll just simply guide you to active the sales. I'm not telling you to do anything, all right? And this is for the one-time security. I'm not telling you to use, whether you like to use it, you can use it for your lifelong. If you don't like to use that application, for the one time, once we provide the security, you can just uninstall the app from your mobile phone. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're halfway downloading. It should be done.
Oh, no, no problem, madam. No problem.
Okay, we're open. I'll log in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, whatever the things it will be asking you, put it by your own end.
Follow the prompt, yeah. Yeah, see, I can't even log in though, that's what I'm saying. I can't log in because on the app, for verification, I've got a different number.
So, where is the different number? Where is the different number?
It's lost, that phone.
The number is lost.
Yeah, the phone number that is connected to my net bank is lost. I've got a new number recently, so I need to go into a bank and change my number around.
Oh, my God. All right. And, okay. And you are not receiving any messages from your Commonwealth?
No, I just get emails.
You got email. But suppose... Sometimes, when was the last time you purchased something from online, from any of the applications like Amazon or anything like that? When was the last time?
A good while. I only have Amazon Prime, which is a show.
But when was the last time? Suppose you try to make any payment or try to purchase something, the Commonwealth will sending you the notification of the codes. So how you receive the codes?
I haven't done any online purchase for a while. Yeah, not since like last year. I only have my subscriptions that come out of my account, or like if I'm making a bigger payment, or my
you have lost the number which is ending with 870, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, different number. Yeah, that's an old number.
Old number.
Yeah, that's really
because we need to just cancel the transaction. How we can just send you the code, madam, then?
I've got a new number.
Sorry? Which number?
I've got a new phone number, but it's not connected to that. Is it all right?
That is the problem, because if it is not connected, whenever we are just trying to cancel the platforms or cancel the transactions, it will be sending you the verification code onto that mobile number, which is connected to that Commonwealth.
Okay, well, I'll go into Commonwealth and around. Could you guys give me a call back around 4:30?
4:30, yes.
Yeah.
We can do that. All right.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay, no problem now. No problem then. No problem. Thank you for your time and being patient, ma'am.
Thank you very much for explaining. I needed that.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.